Yes, ma'am.
Cool.
All right, this is Administrative Agenda A-01-12 of the Public Utilities Commission of Nevada, President Carson City.
Rebecca Wagner.
Dave Noble.
And I'm Lena Burton-Shaw, Las Vegas. Item 1A is... Time for comments from the general public. Commission welcomes comments from all persons, however, please recognize the commission receives evidence on specific cases. Do I have to do this? Okay. Are there any members of the public that wish to make a statement in Carson City?
No, no one's coming forward.
Anyone in Las Vegas? No one here either. Item 2A, Ms. Jackson.
Thank you, Chairman. The Division of Internal Audits recently conducted a routine review of our expenditures processed between April 1st and June 30th of last year. The purpose of the review is to examine transactions for compliance with state laws, regulations, and guidelines. 59 transactions were examined and 8 exceptions were noted. In your briefing materials for this item today is a copy of the audit findings along with our corrective action for each item. I'm available if the commission has any questions.
Any questions?
I have none either.
And I don't either. Item 2B?
Thank you. Item 2B, for your information, is our fiscal year 2012 financial update. With respect to out-of-state travel and in-state travel, those two categories are closely being monitored at this time. Our projections suggest that through the end of this fiscal year, we're anticipating a shortfall of approximately $10,000 in out-of-state travel and $20,000 in in-state travel. As a result, a non-IFC work program was submitted and approved by the Budget Office to transfer $30,000 from our reserves to augment our out-of-state travel category by $10,000 and our in-state travel category by $20,000 to fund the projected shortfall through the end of this fiscal year. Additionally, a housekeeping work program was submitted and approved by the Budget Office to augment category 09, which is our expert consultant category, by $30,000 to help fund a projected shortfall due to the anticipated merger plan filing by NV Energy. Regulatory operations staff advised that this filing would require a depreciation expert. And as you probably will recall, this is an expenditure that we did not budget for in this biennium. So as a result, we've transferred $30,000 into the expert consultant category from personnel services, category 01. Category 11 is our ARRA grant monies category. We did a housekeeping work program in the amount of $14,615. It was submitted to the Budget Office and has been approved. And this was just to reconcile our legislatively approved funding authority for our ARRA grant through the end of the fiscal year. The other revenue and expenditure categories are on track with where we are in the fiscal year. Given what we know today, we are projecting that our reserve level at fiscal year end will be about $2.6 million, which is at the high end of our adjusted downward optimal reserve range between 2.2 and 2.6. I'm available if there's any questions.
Any questions?
No questions.
I have no questions either.
And I don't either. 2C?
Item 2C is our administrative fines report as of December 31st of last year. Companies are notified by the issuance of the order imposing the fine. The fiscal division also sends out past due letters at 30, 60, and 90 days. Once a company is 60 days past due, they are turned over to the controller's office for further collection. We also send the 90-day past due letter, even though the companies have been referred to the controller's office, and this was due to a recommendation that we received in a prior LCB audit. Since this report was initiated, the commission has imposed about $320,000 in administrative fines. We have been successful in collecting about $84,000 of that. and the remainder is about $238,000. Pursuant to statute, all administrative fine money collected by the commission must be deposited to the state general fund. Are there any questions?
Ms. Jackson, I just have a quick question.
Yes.
Why are there some things like underlined or bold, or not bold, but kind of seem like they're being set out in the spreadsheet?
No. Is it by docket number?
And they are listed by docket number, and I think that, as you can see,
okay.
We start with docket 07, and it lists, because there's a number of fines in that docket, and then these other fines are just individual.
Got it. Thank you.
Within the docket.
Thanks, Dave. All right. I have nothing else. I just didn't understand. It's a little slow.
Certainly, the vast majority of them appear to be the ones we're not collecting are the cell phone companies, right? Or the telephone companies, the page of sellers.
The show cause. Correct. And it doesn't appear that the controller's office has had a lot of luck in collecting those fines either.
Right. Okie doke. All right. Thank you, Ms. Jackson. Item 2D.
Item 2D. The Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration recently performed their annual evaluation of the Commission's Pipeline Safety Program for calendar year 2010. The annual evaluation is to ensure compliance with the Pipeline Inspection, Protection, Enforcement, and Safety Act of 2006 requirements for pipeline safety and provides part of the information for determining the state's total point award for the pipeline safety grant allocation. The evaluation encompassed the validation of annual certification documents submitted to FISMA, review of the pipeline program procedures and records, and the observation of an on-site inspection of a pipeline operator conducted by our pipeline safety staff. The Commission's pipeline safety program is generally complying with FESMA requirements and received an annual evaluation score of 91. This is out of a possible 97 points. The annual evaluation makes up 50% of the score, and a certification audit, which will be done later this year, will account for the other 50% of the score. Therefore, we will not know the total amount of grant allocation until after the certification. A copy of the items noted for improving the program are included in your briefing materials, along with our corrective action steps. This response is due to FISMA by January 28th to avoid losing performance points in next year's evaluation. Additionally, staff has provided, as part of Attachment A, a comparison of the historical natural gas leak rate for Nevada versus the average leak rate of the entire country. As the graph demonstrates, Nevada has a leak rate 90% lower than the national average. And staff's analysis also concludes that Nevada has the lowest leak rate of any state that participates in this program. Nevada has also been aggressive in replacing aging infrastructure and the need to replace older natural gas pipelines. Over the past 15 years, Nevada utilities have replaced more than 1,400 miles of aging natural gas distribution pipe. Attachment B demonstrates the decline in the number of damages to underground pipeline facilities through enforcement activities. This is an example of the successful efforts put forth by the pipeline safety personnel and their commitment to public safety. Lastly, I would like to mention that we have further leveraged the infrastructure put in place during the electronic filings and records management project with two new applications which were developed for the gas pipeline program. The applications support two different processes. One are the investigations and safety inspections, and the other is the incident and outage information. Both applications were designed, developed, tested, implemented, and are maintained and managed internally. The investigations and safety application is designed to capture the engineer's time reporting and activities while conducting investigations and safety inspections of other activities related to the program. The incident outage application tracks incident information. Both applications are used remotely by gas pipeline safety personnel, and the information is ultimately stored in application extender and a database. The information is now available electronically for future reference and analysis. The system went live in about June of 2009, and staff is now in the process of enhancing the applications. Our electronic filings and records management system manager alone spent 842 hours on this project, which was in addition to his ongoing duties and work assignments. With the in-house development and the use of existing support infrastructure, the estimated project costs are about $47,000. If this project were to be outsourced, the estimated cost would have been over $1 million. So I would like to thank everyone who worked on this project, specifically our IT staff, Jeff DiMario and Rupert White, as well as our gas pipeline safety staff, staff counsel's office, general counsel's office, Beth Dunning, and anybody else who assisted with this team effort. And with that, I am available if there are any questions, as is Ms. Cuneo, and I believe Mr. McGuire is in Las Vegas.
Is in the airport, but I have Ken Jones.
Oh, we have Ken Jones.
Any questions?
I don't have a question. I just wanted to compliment the efforts of our pipeline safety team, as well as on the admin side for putting together enhancing the FRM system to handle all of this. It's a really good job, and it's nice to hear some positive news for once. So, well done.
And I'd like to echo Commissioner Wagner's comments. I think after the San Bruno accident, we're going to see increased scrutiny of all state programs from PHMSA. I was encouraged that given that increased scrutiny, the recommendations, they were what they were. I believe that the changes that have been made through statute during the 2005, 7, and 9 legislative session, as well as, and more importantly, the efforts of our pipeline safety personnel are what have put Nevada at the top of a list, and a good list, with the lowest leaks per mile and also one of the fewest dig-ins per tickets ratio in the nation. And I think that's a direct reflection of the people involved and their dedication to it. And while you cannot eliminate the risk, I think Nevada and the people of this commission have been doing their part wherever possible to minimize that risk wherever that need has been seen to be made. And that's it.
I can't say anything better than what was just said by the other two commissioners, other than to reiterate that we're very fortunate to have such engaged, experienced, and committed to public safety folks that we have here at the commission, and I think it shows here. Thanks again. Thanks for your hard work. It means a lot. Anything else, Ms. Jackson?
Nothing else, Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. Moving to 3A, are there any comments from the general public in Carson City?
No one's coming forward.
In Las Vegas? No one's coming forward. We're adjourned.
Oh, I thought they were instructed.